Peter, 616, teaming up with you. What's going on, Darius? Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm glad you're here.
Great to see you.
You've been hanging out with Art Price for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah. I've been in and out of there. Yeah, absolutely.
Who is Darius Colquitt, and who is Theater Team Theater 616?
Theater 616 is a group that's been around for about 4 or 5 years. They were on hiatus for a short period of time, and they are back now, and they are back with this collaboration. We are doing a collaboration together, them and my organization, Darius Colquitt and Company, over at Dog Story Theater. We're doing a 2-weekend, 6-performance Black Art Matters Festival entitled BAM Fest.
It is part of Art Prize.
Not technically. We're not registered through Art Prize, but we figured, hey, it's the right time to do it. Everyone will be out.
You're right. I would think if I'm out, I want the full essence of this community. I want my art, but I also want my theater in the evening, and my choice would be how we are spending our conversation.
Absolutely.
So take me to, let's just go with what we see here.
All right. Yeah. Well, actually starting tonight at 8 p.m., the very first performance of this 6-piece festival will begin. We're doing a performance of The Meeting, a piece we spoke about a while ago, a 3-person production starring myself, Noah King Bates, and Devin Jordan. The three of us will be, it's a theoretical meeting between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. That's what the piece is about. Tomorrow on the 22nd, we will be holding an event called GR Speaks. GR Speaks is going to be a dedication to Black poetry as it stands, and we're featuring some great poets from the West Michigan area, also from Detroit. We got some folks coming in. Then let's see, on Sunday, the 23rd, we'll be featuring Julianne Howe Bowens in Black Mona Lisa. This is her one-woman performance. It's filled with amazing stories, great music. She's an amazing storyteller. If you've seen her in Sister Act over at Civic, then you know what she's capable of. So that's the first weekend. Then we give everybody a week to enjoy Art Prize and go and gallivant, if you will. And then right after that, we come back next weekend. Next Friday, the 28th, we'll be doing a Black Broadway cabaret dedicated to all Black Broadway music, featuring myself, Marissa Beatty, Devin Jordan, Zana Hoskins, and Kari J. Neal. That'll all be happening next Friday. The day after that, the next Saturday, I will be doing my one-man piece entitled Till the World Blows Up, A Southside Love Story. This is a production specifically about my life growing up in Inglewood, Chicago, where all of the, you know, big news jargon comes from as far as the violence and all of that stuff. It's a story that kind of gives you a different angle on what it's really like to be there. And lastly, but not leastly, we're doing a gala on next Sunday. Theater 616 is doing their gala. They'll be announcing their season and everything else that they have coming up for the rest of the year.
That is a full week, and you can get her done.
Yes.
Now, is this the presentation by you? Have you done this before? You're one man.
My one man, yes. Okay. About maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I got to perform it over with Temple Emanuel through Jewish Theater of Grand Rapids.
This is DC and Company, that's you.
Mm-hmm. Theater 616.
Theater 616. This is part of the, you're formally calling this the annual Collaborative Arts Festival.
Yes. That is the basis from where we stand with this one. Every year they're going to select a new collaborative artist that they will work with within the West Michigan art scene, and they're going to be bringing new and inclusive and innovative art every year at the start of their season. Mm-hmm. And this is the first one.
Tell me a little bit about director Andrew Williams.
Andrew is an amazing individual. I've only gotten to work with him 1 or 2 times, but within those times, he's always been very dedicated to the mission of Theater 616. Very inclusionary, very dedicated to new artworks, bringing new artists into the spotlight, bringing new playwrights from the West Michigan area into the spotlight. And especially I can tell you that this year their season will be dedicated to Oh, goodness, what am I? Artists of color as well as female playwrights. That's what their season is going to entail for this year. So they're very much on top of things.
Thanks, as you are as well. Who do you want in your audience?
Everyone. Again, the through line for this is that black art matters. And it is our mission to show you why black art matters through theater, through poetry, through music, through storytelling, through all of the things that make artistry what it is. And not just that, but which makes the black diaspora what it is.
You like what you do, Darius Colquitt?
Love it.
How do we find out more information about everything we're chatting about?
Well, you can get information for all the times for each event, as well as ticket information that'll be on my website, www.DariusColquitt, DariusColquitt.com/BAMFest. 2018.
Nice. Kicks off tonight. The annual Collaborative Arts Fest, this BAM Fest, and more. Darius Colquitt, thanks. Break a leg and have fun.
Will do. Thanks for having me.